From the Director Department of Administrative Services, submitting an overview of the reorganization of DOS Facilities Management Division and the Department of Transportation as authorized in the 2012 adopted budget. At our December meeting cycle, the committee requested a follow-up report. This is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Pat Farley, DAS Director.
Just state your name and present your report.
Pamela Bryant, Interim Fiscal and Budget Administrator.
Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs.
Greg High, DAS Facilities Management.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we were directed by Chairman Mayo to come back with some details on the organization, a reorganization of DOS, and basically we have done so. It involves the various components of facilities, the water utility, A&E, and also economic development, and consists of a org chart and then also some staffing positions. If you need any more detailed information, we can provide that for you, but for the most part, that is what the report consists of.
Well, what I'd like you to do is give a presentation here of what is different with this new system compared to the traditional system that we've been used to working with for the last few years.
Well, I'll start off. The idea here is partly based on some old audit reports from the County Audit Department, I think it's from 99, talking about facilities management within the county, how the county currently does it, and maybe some best practices for moving forward. That was one of the jumping off points about looking at what we do. And the general idea here was to have single department where a lot of the decisions made on facilities, both the construction facilities, large maintenance, everyday maintenance, capital that goes into those facilities are involved in one place. Also, risk management has a role with a lot of the facilities, obviously because of insurance. I think in 99 there were six different facilities inventories around county government. All of them were slightly different. And the idea was trying to bring all these together in order to take a unified approach for our facilities as a portfolio. And so we can look across both on the day-to-day maintenance, the larger maintenance, the A&E that goes into that, the capital, the risk management, all in one thing, so we don't have a situation which had occurred in the past of finger-pointing. You know, capital should have known that, facility should have known that, A&E should have known that, and trying to get an overall view. And also with that is also adding the sustainability director into the mix. Now, while there's been great things with sustainability done in the last several years, this was kind of kicking it up to another level to try to have sustainability have a position where it's kind of having a place at the table for a lot of these discussions moving forward. And I would also like to take the opportunity to commend Pam Bryant, who has taken a very large leadership role in trying to operationalize a lot of these ideas that we're trying to move forward on.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I thank the department to come back with this more detailed org chart because of my colleagues, we have a number of new colleagues, but we need a little bit more phone numbers so they know exactly what the department's going to do and who when they need to call someone and if they have any questions. Because that's just why I went with this first part, because we don't know who to talk to. Sometimes you may want to talk to the director, but sometimes you have a relationship with other people. You want to make sure you continue to have that relationship and keep going. I like how you broke down the information and exactly tell what departments and what divisions what they do, because a lot of people, we do have a number of younger supervisors, not in age, just tender on the board. Okay, we don't want to say old people versus young people. All right. All right, I got to make this track. I look at my whippersnappers on the side. And an old man over here. But I appreciate, went it's back and read.
And stay focused.
Touche. that we everyone understand what's going on with that, with this new division and the same old division. And thank you for putting that together.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And actually, Supervisor Mayo was spoke a little bit about what I was going to speak about, too. So I do see some of the phone numbers. And, you know, the phone numbers are helpful, too, because obviously, if I'm not, I mean, there's just been so much facility movement, too. So people who used to be the, whatchamacallit, different city campus, excuse me, that's a whole different way of dialing, as you know, and those things add up. And so I see some beginning numbers, but a little bit more would be helpful for us. And, of course, post-April when we will have five new supervisors. So more specifically, as I'm looking here, question about sustainability. I know, I mean, I've been asking a lot about it, obviously, so maybe not everybody else knows, but, you know, we are actually, I believe, this cycle in personnel taking care of some final details, so that's exciting. But one question I did not ask when I was asking about that was, what happens to the position that Mr. Keith currently holds, which was that half-time, if I recall, he was doing this half-time, and then he was half-time county conservationist. And so, you know, I had always advocated for, we do need a full-time county conservationist, especially it's interesting because at parks, you see, we're looking at some pretty interesting land deals. So how does kind of like the rest of that reorg happen?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman.
To address the first part on the telephone numbers, I think what we can do is prepare a sheet, just a simple contact sheet outside of this report, just for helpful reference, if you could do that, you know, with all the folks on there. And then on the second, with the sustainability director, you're right. I hope that the next to last step is this month. I believe there's still a civil service component to that as well. I believe, and Greg, please correct me if I'm wrong, that the conservation piece actually stays.
Okay.
And the sustainability is an addition to that. It allows more of a focus on sustainability and frees up
Steve.
To allow him to do more of the conservation piece. So he is still going to continue in that role.
Okay.
And actually have more time to do it, actually.
Right.
And then the sustainability director comes on board.
So with that, Mr. Chairman, that full-time county conservationist, which has had to kind of pay the price half, I mean, even though we had a half-time sustainability, that unfortunately has had to only be half-time when it was meant to be a full-time position. Would that, on this org chart that I'm looking here, would that county conservationist be right under sustainability then on this org chart? I'm looking at the one that has DAS facilities. Or is that back under architectural engineering?
Mr. High, could you?
Mr. Chair, I try to clarify that. Steve Keith actually wears three hats. He was the director of environmental services. When the sustainability piece came along, they kept the same position and added the sustainability piece to it and retitled it. That position has always been the County Land Conservation Office, and he has a staff of three engineers that assist him. And so with the sustainability piece moving to the sustainability director, he would go back to what he had been doing for, that position had been doing that for, I think, for 10 or 15 years before that, acting as the director of environmental services, and the land conservation piece is a part of that function.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One other, just kind of switching gears a little bit, but of course still DAS, scrolling down to, or may I begin to ask a question about economic development, or do you want me to wait a second? I mean, it's in this whole thing.
I'd like to see you just follow up on your questions now.
That's all I had for sustainability facilities, but the economic development part is part of this item, too.
That's great. Go ahead with your...
Oh, okay. So under the reorg of economic development under DAS, I see in the chart marketing, but I don't see any name there. So what's going on with that, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, as laid out in the budget, the marketing piece was always meant to be a shell for this budget year.
Okay.
And the idea was, rather than just simply look at a printout of all marketing-relating positions within the county and saying, okay, all these positions are now here, allowing the economic development director to figure out who actually does marketing, what makes sense to centralize in that function, which positions don't, which positions aren't really doing marketing, even though they may be classified as that. It was an approach to try to take a thoughtful way of getting there, and not just quick pulling in people that may or may not be the right folks to be in that unit.
Okay. Just lastly, just a last comment, I guess, you know, learning more about this and the reorg, I also think it opens the door for some opportunity with having economic development in DAS and then also facilities, which is new for us. That was obviously historically in transportation. Because I do think that in the future, and we're talking a little bit about it here, in our future planning, you know, if we do decide as a county board to look at some facilities or land that may be considered excess, and how we might dispose of it, I think that's going to make it a little bit of a cleaner process. And I do feel like there are a few facilities or even, I always am surprised to find out when you, as a supervisor, you get a phone call sometimes, oh, hey, the grass needs to be cut on this land. And I'm like, hey, call the city. And you find out that it's actually a slice of county land that is just sitting there. And then, so, you know, things like that, as we move forward, this board, as policymakers, decides what is considered to be excess, I think I'm looking forward to those opportunities. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions by committee members? All right, just my last comment on this, that I really don't see this as a huge reorg or consolidation. I see a lot of a handful of nameplates being rearranged. And, you know, the statement on, I think it's here, facilities management, your page 109, that staff can leverage is now consolidating the division that follows development, long-range facilities management plan, blah, 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 all that best practices stuff. This really isn't a consolidation. The fact is the facilities that were managed by DPW are the facilities that they're going to be managed. This isn't a county-wide facilities. Parks will still manage their facilities. Other departmental organizations will still manage their facilities. So it's not some county-wide facilities department. And so we still have the silos that are out there. And all this is a reshuffling, and I think of consolidation into DAS that I'd like to know why you think that DAS somehow can multitask better than what used to be the former director of public works could multitask. Or is that that's the only thing I see here,
Mr. Frawley?
I think the only idea here was because capital risk management and other functions were already in DAS, it made sense and also allowed the director of now transportation to concentrate on the issues in front of that person. There's nothing magical about DAS. It was just trying to start moving in that direction. And you are right. It's the other departments still own and operate their own facilities. You know, but hopefully this is a first step to try to have a more streamlined process moving forward and potentially address those other issues in the future.
And just to follow up, because I don't see any of that addressed in here is that your long-term goal, because the big problem that the public sees when they see dilapidated buildings, it's with our park system, it's with, unfortunately, other buildings that are not going to be managed by your facilities department. So we have multiple different things. We have just other items here. You have the sheriff deciding that he wants to enter into leases and manage different facilities, yet, you know, that isn't, you know, there's no one from your department venturing into that. So You know, I just think this is, once again, one of those things, unfortunately, it's rearranging the furniture to claim that we're doing something new, but the same old pitfalls are still there, the same old silos are still there, and I really don't expect anything, like you said, magical to happen, and I don't think there's going to be any grandiose savings to Milwaukee County. It's just going to be a lot of new letterhead being printed. So on that, Mr. Chairman, that ends my comments.
Okay. Mr. Farley, I think we had Supervisor Washon made a statement that we want you to come back with everyone with this report and give your long-term range plan and how you, what you're looking at for this division, and we'd like to report back on the May cycle. Okay.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
So,
thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Item number 23.